Today's daf in Masechet Bichorot, brought to you, still on the road, is daf Nun Tet, and we got up to the words Omar Rava, which is six lines down, so it's on the seventh line down, and the idea of yours, we're continuing now to describe the different ways in which the tenth one can become Kadosh. Yesterday we spoke about the fact that really it's supposed to be through counting with a staff, and it's really supposed to be through the one that comes out of the door, and you're supposed to call it Asiri. But we spoke about all of the types of scenarios, b'di'avad, where it was machlokas, even if you simply went ahead and selected at random one to be the Asiri, or 10 out of 100 to be the Maaser, and you couldn't even call them Asiris. And today, we have yet another new halacha, which is Omar Rava, Asiri Me'elav Hu Kadosh. Remarkably, let's say even if the 10th one didn't come out, let's say there were 10 animals inside of the deer, you counted out 9, and the 10th one was left inside, that's already, by definition, the 10th one, and does not require anything else. It gets its own Kedusha automatically. Minolei l'Rava, how does Rava figure that? Is Rava basically telling us the din of this braita that says, quote, only in a case where it says Asiri, right? But Asiri Yekodesh. That means, okay, that's if I call it the Asiri. But how do I know that even if I didn't say Asiri, Minayin, how do I know that nonetheless it's Maaser? So perhaps this brayta that we saw before is the makor of Rava, that the Asiri is Kodesh Me'elav. But that doesn't necessarily mean what Rava says. What it might mean is V'dilma Asiri Udalo Karya, but Kodesh Karya. Maybe it means he didn't say, you are number 10. But he said something, he indicated, he said, this is the one that's Kodesh. But not that it's automatically Kodesh without any further ado whatsoever. So we can't use the pasuk of Yeh Kodesh to conclude what Rava claimed. So therefore, it could mean something not quite as serious as Rava is saying. Ella, therefore, says the Gemara, it must be from somewhere else. Rava perhaps is bringing his din from the following braita, Mihada Tanya. And this is actually the Mishnah later on, where it says over there, if you bring the tzom into the enclosure, and you make a mistake and you kora letushi'i asiri, when the 9th one comes out, you call it number 10. And then the 10th one comes out, and you're just confused, you don't say anything. V'lo diber. So the halacha is over there that there is a kedusha on the tashi'i. So a tashi'i is necha bimumo, you don't bring it as a korban, but on the other hand, you cannot shecht it when it's tam. You have to wait until it gets amun, and then it's eaten to the baalim. And the 10th one is maaser, that's the real maaser, 100%. So maybe Rava concludes from there, that if that's the case, it must be that you don't have to say asiri, because it says over here, yatsa asiri velo diber. Says the Gemara, but even that is not clearly what Rava said, because Dilma Shani Hatam di Ivrarle Asiri. Over there, it came out as number 10. So it's very, very clear that this is the 10th one. Anybody standing there as this comes out says, this is the 10th. But Rava is saying that even if the 10th just was behind in the barn somewhere, and 9 had come out, that it's automatically Kodesh without any further ado. So then, how is that possible? You don't see that from here. Inami, or you know what you could also say is that even if you don't like the objection I just raised, it could be that when it says, Yatsa Asiri v'lo diber, that it's Maaser, it means that lo diber, but at least maybe he waved the staff at it, so that he was achvili, and so he said, with his staff. Right? Okay, so that's also an indication. But how does Rava know without, not only without saying Asiri, but also without any indication whatsoever, that is me'elav. Me'elav means without anything, it becomes kodesh. So this Mishnah is also not a good indication of Rava's halacha. Ela must be that Rava proves his point from the following bright. Me'adetanya, karam teshi'i asiri. Let's say you call the ninth one number 10, and the 10th one, meanwhile, was back inside of the enclosure, never came out. And then the 10th one that had been left behind dies. Umeit asiri badir, before he gets out. Over there, the halacha is that the tishii that you called number 10 can't be brought as a carbon, but you're not allowed to eat it without a mum. So it's nechal b'mumo, and all of the ones that had been taken out before are all putter. Now, you have to ask yourself, my time of kulam paturim, why in the world should they all be putter? Meaning, they're already considered to be maaser. Must be, lav mishum, is it not because the asiri that you left behind was automatically kodesh, and therefore the maaser was already taken. Oh, therefore, concludes Rava, you see that it becomes kodesh on its own. But even that is not a raya, says the Gemara. Because Dilma, maybe the reason the Rishonim are paturim is not because the 10th one is really kodesh. Maybe it's because the iftri b'minyan ha-ra'ui, the very fact that it came tachat ha-shevet, and it was counted 1, 2, 3, and it could have been possible, if you had done it right, to go 9, 10, but you didn't, you got confused, and 9 became 10 to you, and then 1 was left behind. But the fact is that the minyan that was counted was a minyan that could have been concluded reasonably by going through the whole maaser. Maybe that itself ponders. And that's the point. And therefore, even if the 10th one never came out, it was Rava himself who says that the halacha in such a case is, De'amar Rava, minyan hara'oi poter. You don't need to actually conclude if something happens, as long as at the time that you were counting, it could have been completed. That is sufficient to ponder for maasers. How can you possibly prove from here that you don't need to indicate that it's asiri? That doesn't mean that. So this too doesn't mean what Rava's saying. So where in the world does Rava know it from? Ela, Rava knows it from the following brayta. It says, Mi'adatanya, karala tishi'i asiri. You call number 9, 10. And then nishtayer asiri bedir, and the 10th one's left behind in the enclosure. So in that case, the halacha is that the tishi'i is, as we said, nechal b'mumo, but you don't bring this actual korban, and the asiri that's left behind is actually maaser. So from here, Rava says, well, if it's actually maaser without having gone out of the door and without having had any indication, it was just nishtayer badir. It's saying basically what I'm telling you, that automatically it was maaser, and that's all there is to it. Problem is that that brayta itself seems to be contradicted by the following. Vatanya. There we're talking about korala tishi'i asiri, v'nishtayer asiri bedir, the same case. There it says that tishi'i is chulin, not what it says over there that tishi'i is ne'achal b'mumo. So how do you explain that? Toni, Tana, kamei de Rav Sheshes. So there was a Tana who explained the Braita that the Braita that said that the Shia Skulin is going according to Amani is going according to Reb Shimei ben Yehuda. Reb Shimei ben Yehuda, the Tanya, we have a Braita that expresses his halacha. So over there, this Braita is talking about that you brought the behemot into the deer, you called the Asiri, you called it the Shii Asiri, but you also called the Asiri Asiri. And you also called the 11th Asiri. So you got very confused. Number 9 came out. You said, okay, this is 10. Number 10, no, this is 10. Oh, man. Then the 11th one comes in. Wait a minute. No, this is 10. Okay. So you called them all 10. So that there the halacha is that the 10th really is Meiser. The 9th is Nechal B'mumo. And the 11th is nothing. So unless you called the 10th one number 9, then when you call the 11th one 10, then it's brought as a carbon shalom. That's the halacha over there. But you can't call number 11 10 after you already said 10 on 10. You could call number 11 10 if you had mistakenly called 10 9. And then it gets kedushas, we'll see later on, and it's brought as a regular carbon shlomi. Okay, but this is something that we're going to see later on in the Mishnah. But what's important to us is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Eimer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, and we're trying to explain that the Braita that says Tashi'i Chulin is this sheet. So Rabbi Shimon here is quoted that the Tashi'i, even in this case, is not Kodesh at all. Afa Tashi'i no Kodesh, it's no different than number 11. Because if you called 9, 10, and 11, 10, then the only 10 is the real 10. It's only in cases, Ela im Kain, Ne'ekar Shema Siri Himenu. It's only if you didn't call number 10, 10. So let's say you called number 9, 10, and then you called number 10, 11. Then number 9, because it was called 10, is Kodesh. But in the same way that you've agreed that there's no such thing as turning 11 into 10 after you already made 10, 10, makes no sense. Say 10, 10. You could say 9, 10. I'd be confused if you're counting, and then 11 would be 10. So, too, you can't make number 9, 10 if you're making number 10, 10. So the reality of the 10th one being 10 means all other mistakes are bottled to it, and number 9 is number 9. So therefore, that means that there's no Kedusha in number 9, according to Rabbi Shimon. But I didn't know Tain, and now it's obvious that if that's true, if Ma'achad Asar Shu'osei Kedusha Likarev, remember that we're going to see that we learn out from Psukim that a mistake in number 11, where I call number 10 9, and I call number 11 10, but then over there is that it's Kodesh, even to be brought as a korban. So it's Osa Kedusha Likarev, and nonetheless, it will not make Kedusha at all, unless a 10 was not called 10, it was called something else, it was called 9. So Tashi'i is for sure like that. So Tashi'i, where everybody's agreed that the most that the Shi'i does is creates Kedusha to be eaten b'mumo, but it's Ein Ose Kedusha Likarev, for sure, Tainiz Rabbi Shimon, Ein Odin Shim Nek Hashem Asiri Hemenu, then, only if you called number 10 something else, then you can make number 9 Kodesh to this lesser degree of Kedusha. But if not, then it wasn't Mitkudash at all, it's just pure Chulin, as I am saying. And that is exactly the explanation. A braita that says the Shi'i Chulin is this Shita, because it's talking about where I was not Eiker, the Shema Asiri Min Asiri. And according to Rabbi Shimon, the shame of the Tashi'i is meaningless because I can't give it any Kedusha. To which the Chachomim disagreed. And they said to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, on the contrary, he hanotet. That's exactly the reason why you're wrong. The Achad Asar were over there in order to give it any Kedusha, would be giving it to Kedusha to actually bring it on the Mizbeach, where it's Osi Kedusha Likarev, as we're going to see from the Pasuk. So then it makes sense that only Ineka Hashem Asiri Yemenu'in, that if you took off the number 10 name, so then it makes sense to call number 11 10. But if number 10 was 10, it does not make sense to give it a real Kedusha and call it also Asiri, if Ilo Nekar, then look. But the Tashi'i were anyway, I'm not really giving it a shame of Maaser. I'm just treating it with a certain level of Kedusha, namely that it should be eaten with a mum. So over there, Eino Osi Kedusha Likarev. So over there, I could say that maybe even if it wasn't, Afagav Ilo Nekar Shem Asiri Yemenu. So if anything, we could look at it in the opposite way and say that the ninth doesn't need to have an Akira of the 10. So, your Kavachomer is a pretty poor Kavachomer. Or, I could tell you another difference, Inami. The Achad Asar, look, it's a big difference. Number 11 comes after 10. Okay, that's the way it usually works. So since number 11 came out after 10, it has to be Mityachis back to the one before it. So it's Ivra Le'asiri, it makes sense to say. And well, if you just called number 10, 10, how can you call number 11, 10? That is crazy. But what are you going to say? If in the future you're going to be calling number 10, 10, how can you call number 9, 10? I mean, it hasn't happened yet. It wasn't Ivra yet. But, so in that case...
But doesn't it work the other way also? When you say that You can't call the room 9-10 because there's no number 9.
Yes, but it's nowhere near as serious a problem as there's no such thing as 2-10s. So making a mistake is something like an honest mistake. There hasn't been a clear-cut description of the real 10. So, okay, so here you could say the Torah gives you a ersatz 10, and that's some of the din of 10. But that's because it wasn't yet Ivar Le Asiri, and it doesn't make any difference. But the Acharasor was already Ivar Le Asiri. Inekar Shem Asiri Himena, there, in Achinami, if you weren't Eka the real Asiri, so what sense does it make to call the 11th 10? So Elo, Lo, but the Tishi'i, over there, it makes sense where it was all as yet, Akati Loibar, it was as yet not defined number 10, and that's sometime in the future. So perhaps over there, who cares? Alpha Gavdalone, Karshe Masri Menu, who cares what's going to be the next moment? Right now, when I said 10, it stands like a regular mistake. And as a matter of fact, Tulombini, I don't even bother arguing with me on this because it's so clear that there's the difference. There's no way you can really respond. You may say it doesn't matter, but I certainly do not have to be impressed with your brilliant Kavachom Rebisha. But my brother, getting back now to the issue that we spoke about earlier, where you never complete the minyan, says Rava, it doesn't really matter. Minyan ha-ra'ui, if it could have been completed, that is sufficient to pater from Maaser Behema, even though in the end, it was not nishlam. Minole la Rava, where does Rava get that from? I leima ma'adetznaz it from the following, kafatz echad min ha-menuyim le-tochan kulam peturin, that if, as we had before the halacha, that if one of the ones that had been counted jumps back into the deer, so then everything in the deer is potter, because it may be one of those that had already been counted. So, you see from there, l'chora, that minuyin gufayu, the ones that had been counted, I didn't finish number 10. So what's the problem? If I'll let me start over again. So the minuyin, the ones that had already been counted, Gufayo de Iftiru. They became potter. That's what you're saying, and therefore I can't use them to count again. How were they potter? The only way they were potter was the fact that they were being counted towards a minyan ha-ra'ui. That's all. You never got to Asiri. So is it not that it's kadosh because of the fact, lav b'minyan ha-ra'ui? Says the Gemara. Maybe not. Maybe what it's referring to over here is Dilma de Isirin Luye. Maybe it's speaking about in the Mishnah that he had many animals, not just 10. And the ones that came out, it's referring to ones that came out, and he had already counted number 10, the first 10. So then, now he's continuing to count. Okay, well, let's start over. 1, 2, the ones that are in, and now some of those jump back in. I mean, what makes you think that it means Dafka, the Minyan Ha-Ra'ui? Maybe it was real and true Meisered animals. Says the Gemara, you can't say that. How can you possibly say that? Hatani, the Mishnah continues to say, the next case, is that if the Mu'usarim ones jump back in, Mashma, that the Reisha was talking about, that it was not Mu'usarim ones. I mean, that's the whole point. Otherwise, why do you call them Mu'usarim versus the ones that are Menuyim? Well, no, says the Gemara, could be the meaning is like this. But Dilma, maybe when it says, if one of the minuyim jumps back in, that means, as we suggested, it was a monui that had actually had maaser separated. And then when it says mu'usarin, it means the actual maaser, as we explained it earlier, not animals that had had maaser taken on them, which is what the word would have meant when it comes to grain. It was already mu'usar, it doesn't mean it is maaser, it means you're taken off maaser. But here, maybe Mu'usarim means the Maaser itself. By the way, I think that that's clearly what it means, Daikanami. You have to explain it that way, because what does it say? Diktani, it says if one of the Mu'usarim jumps back in, you have to let them yiru until they get a mum. For heaven's sake, unless there was a real carbon that was there, that was actual Maaser, why would it have to get a mum? Forget about that, Mish. That's not going to prove anything. Ela, Amar Rava, the proof that a minyan ha-ra'ui is poter is actually based on a drasha on the pasuk. Omar Kro, what does it say in the pasuk? Kol asher ya'avor tachat hashevet, velo shekvar avar. So we darshan there that that means only what is about to come out, but not something that had already been through a count. Now, what does that mean, been through a count? Shekvar avar. What does that mean? I ask, he says, Rav. Idi iser iluye, if actually you had finished taking off meiser, I mean, I need a pasuk to tell me that. But you can't take the same animals and take meiser again. That's obvious. That's the whole point of meiser. See, idi iser iluye, if it means that I actually completed taking meiser, then what are we even discussing? Shrikal amemar, I need to mention that. I mean, that's pretty obvious, isn't it? El alav, when it says then that it, if it was yavor, it's got to be talking about not that it was actually meiser, but it had already gone through and a minyan aroi, but it hadn't been completed meiser. Kamashma on the pasuk that you cannot count that again. That is my absolute raya. Shma mino that a minyan haroi indeed patrus. Tanya kavati de Rava. Indeed, there's a brayta that says openly what Rava says. Hayulo asarat la'im v'chnisan l'dir. You had 10 that you put into the enclosure. Umana chamisha, you count 5, and then one dies. So now you can't count to 10. One of the umet echad mihim. So which one dies? Im bina menuyim meit. If one of the ones that you already counted died, doesn't matter. You continue to count. Mone umashrim alayim, you complete the minyan. But if one of the ones that are still inside dies, so now you don't have 10 animals to count the asiri. So imisha'ina minuyim meit, and he cannot complete. So then the ones that already went out are pturim. Why are they pturim? Because of minyan haroi. At the time that they went out, there was 10. So it would have been a completed maaser. Therefore, you see once again, the she'inan minuyim are mitstarfim to another goren. And they, well, you could put them together if they were born in the same year, even though they were born with different granot, as we said earlier, that's irrelevant. V'yomar Rava. So now we know clearly that a minyan haroi is potter. We see this 100% from the brayta that we just mentioned and from the basis of the drosha on that pasuk. So now that we've proven this, let us take it a step further. Let's say that you had 14 tla'im. So ayula arba'asar tla'im, you put them into a deer, and this deer had 2 exits, which is not a very good idea when you're taking off ma'aser. So what happened over here is that, and obviously, in order to be mitzarif them for ma'aser, they don't only have to be in the same enclosure, they're all going to have to go through the same exit. And what happened was, yatsu shisha b'petach zeh, 6 go through one door, and 4 go through another door, and 4 are left inside. So now let's define what happens. Otam arba, the ones that were left in the deer, if ultimately b'petach hashisha yatsu, if they go out with these 6, so then you have 10. So then you can take one for ma'aser. And the other ones, the 4 that went through the other door, they are mitstarfim l'goren acher, because it turns out that there never was a minyan. That's not called a minyan haro'ui at all, because they were never mitzuraf, since they ended up going through different doors. A minyan haro'ui is dafka, that at the time that you were counting them, you could have been mashlim the minyan. But in this case, the 4 had gone out through the other door, and there was only 4 left. So you had no way that those 4 could ever have been counted to 10, because you only had 8. Therefore, that's not called a minyan haraui at all. And that's the point that I'm trying to make, says Rav. It's not as simple as it looks. The imlav, but if they didn't go out the same petach with the 6, they only went out with the petach with the 4, then shishar p'turin, the 6 are p'tur with the minyan haraui, because you could have theoretically completed it with additional 4. But the 4 and the 4 tla'im that went out through the other door, and the 4 tla'im that were left, none of them are considered to be potter or mitzarfim l'goren acher. In another case, where you had 14 tla'im, and there were 2 doors, and 4 go out b'petach zeh, and 6 go out b'petach zeh, and nishtayru shamar ba'ah, 4 were left inside, Im otam arba'a, that were left inside, go out to the door of the shisha. So then 10 went out of one door. Notel echad mehem, you take one of them from aser, they are sharp, terim, and the other four are potter. Ve'im lav, if they didn't go out through the door that the six went out, so then the four that went to lav through the first door, and the six that went out after them, both of them are potter, because they both could have ended up counting till 10, because there were still six that hadn't gone out. It went out in the opposite order over here. The four that were left, the arba'a, the four that were left and went out in the same door that the original four had gone out of, they, nothing. They're not a minyan ha-ra'ui, because there never were 10 that were left inside, and therefore they're mitstarfim l'gor nacher. Yet a third case that is similar to the case where you had the 14 with the two doors. Yotsu arba'a b'petach zeva arba'a b'petach. I suppose four go out of both doors, and there's six that are left inside. Rishtayru sham shisha. So im otam shisha yotsu b'petach echad. If they go out with door A, let's say, either one, obviously it makes a difference. It's because they went out with petach A, where there were already four that had gone out. So then that's fine. No telech anmiyem. And one of them becomes maaser. The remaining four that went had gone out through door B are also potter, because they're potter as a minyan haraui, you see. So there, in that case, either of them would have been potter. And imlav, if the six that were left did not go out through one door, instead they split. Let's say three went through one door and three went through the other door. So then the first arba'a that went out and the second arba'a that went out, both of them are minyan haraui, because they both could have been completed with the six. There were still six that were left behind. So they are pturim, because it's a minyan haraui. The six that were left behind and then split, they are mitstar from the goron acher. You never did anything for that. So in bringing up these three cases, we're making it very clear what we really call a minyan ha-ra'ui, that it actually needs to be able to be mushlam at that moment. It's pretty simple, isn't it? My kamashman, are you really teaching me any chidushim over here? What's the chidush? That a minyan ha-ra'ui patters? Rava said already that a minyan ha-ra'ui patters. The Omar Rava Chodah Zimna, right? I mean, what's this add? No. It adds a great deal. Because if we hadn't seen that, Mao at the time, I certainly would have been able to make the mistake of thinking that a vadai minyan haraui, it's only in a case where it's got to be completed in this fashion. So if I've got one door and I know I can complete it, okay, that's considered to be a minyan haraui that patters. There, I'm reading, but a suffix minyan haraui, you've got four coming out of this door, four coming out of that door. And there were six inside. Now, the six have got to go out one door or the other. So how can you say that both of them are minyan ha-ra'uis? Each one of them is only a suffix minyan ha-ra'ui. I certainly could have said that since it's chazilach of chazilach, they could have gone out of either exit. That I'm not going to say is considered to pat. Lo amrina, kamashma on this case, that Rav is telling you, even a minyan ha-ra'ui mitzad a suffix also paters. The Omar Rava, furthermore, said Rava, Yulu Chamisha Asar Tla'im. Somebody had 15 Tla'im. He cannot say, okay, you know what? I'm not going to bring them. What's the point of bringing them all into the deer? I mean, there's no way I can take off two mice. I can only take off one. In order to take off one, I really only need 10. So five are going to be left over anyway. So you might think that he could say, okay, look, I've only got enough to do one mice with. Let me choose 10. Leave five behind, and they'll have to anyway be mitzvah to go in here, whether they went into the deer or they didn't go into the deer. So why can't I decide myself which one to go? No, says Rav, you can't do that. Lo yomar, you can't say, let me choose 10 out of the 15. Put them into the deer, take one of them out of Tolachad Mehem for Meiser, and the rest will be potter because I don't have 10 animals. Ela konsam, the deer, all 15 have to go in. Motzi asara, on their own, whatever they are. Notel echad mehem, v'ashar mitzvah from the goren acher, and then the rest, if you got more. So fine. So in other words, first of all, he's telling me that there's a chiv to put everything into the deer. You can't choose what you want to put into the deer. And furthermore, obviously, something that we really know is that the five are not nifter. They still need to have the Goren Haba. If there are more animals, we don't say, okay, you already took off the mice from this Goren, you only had 15 animals, so you took off one out of 15. So that's okay. These are already considered to be Meister animals. No, not true. Anything that's left after removing the 10 still remembers Mitzdarif to a different Goren as long as it's within the same Shana, defined by the Rosh Hashanah, not defined by the Goren. So therefore, he's coming to tell us those 2 points. So, and indeed, the brightest says that openly. Tanya Amehachi, Hayulu Chamisha Asar Tla'im, you had 10, 15. You cannot say Lo Yomar. Evro Asara, let me take out the 10 that I want. Vetome Amechad Vashar Pturim, Elokonsam Adir, Umotzi Asara, Venotome Amechad, Vashar Mitztafim, Legoren Acher.